Hello, good evening and welcome to The Parish on Midlands 103 with myself, Kieran Feeney. This week we've come to Tullamore in County Offaly. We're in the Centre for Independent Living and we're here to look at what Brainwave does. Hello. I'm going to let the first person actually introduce themselves first and she can explain
That's
what she
right.
does here.
I work for Brainwave, the Irish Epilepsy Association. I wish I was management. I'm what they call a community resource officer for Brainwave. There's 9 of us in the country and we cover big areas. I cover the area of Laois, Offaly. Sorry, I have a bit of a cold, Longford and Westmeath. And we work full-time, part-time, and irrespective of what we do, and I could spend all night telling you what we do, it's all about the person with epilepsy, supporting the person with epilepsy.
So Brainwaves deals with people with epilepsy?
Yes, we work with people with epilepsy by giving them information and support in a variety of different ways. But we also work with health professionals, teachers, and basically anybody involved in the person's life with epilepsy who needs education and accurate information on epilepsy.
As I was saying, the parish show takes different guises each week, and before Christmas I was dealing with the communities within communities. So you're looking after a community of people, would it be fair to say?
Yeah. Any group of people is a community, and I suppose you could regard people with any health condition as a subgroup. So, but believe it or not, there are 37,000 people in Ireland with epilepsy and well over 3,500 in the Midlands with epilepsy from all walks of life. So we are a community, yeah.
What is epilepsy?
I'll endeavour to talk about what can be a very complex, misunderstood condition.
Okay.
There is approximately 31% misdiagnosis of epilepsy. And what epilepsy is, the definition is it's a tendency to recurrent seizures originating in the brain. Now, I suppose the two key words there would be recurrent seizures. A person would have to have more than one seizure after a battery of medical tests before they're diagnosed with epilepsy, and a malfunction of normal brain activity. It occurs in the brain. You know, there are loads of types of seizures, but they're not epilepsy. For example, you can have seizures from if you have diabetes, or you'd often hear of young children, especially under the age of 5, with high temperatures, having what they call these febrile convulsions. These are not epilepsy. Epilepsy is a malfunction of normal brain activity, and to even make things more complicated, there are hundreds of different types of seizures, so everyone's epilepsy is unique to them. I suppose if tonight just gets out accurate information about the condition, I'm happy.
And you said there's all different kinds and it's hard to judge whether it's epilepsy or not.
Yeah, I just put very simply, and there's nothing simple about this condition at all. But trying to put it very simply is, I suppose the seizures, epilepsy seizures can be divided into two different kinds. General, where all the brain is having a seizure. And partial, where different parts of the brain are having a seizure. And I suppose when people think about epilepsy, they think back on maybe what they've heard or what they've seen years ago about the person with what they used to call grand mal seizures, where the now called tonic-clonic, where the person would suddenly drop to the ground without any warning, their body would convulse all over, their eyes would roll back in their heads and they would be frothing at the mouth and people were absolutely terrified. And there was a lot of myths and misconceptions out there, which we endeavour every day of our working life to get rid of, because it's absolute bull, for a better way of expressing it to you. So it is a very complex condition and misunderstood. But other than the tonic-clonic seizure, there are so many different types of epilepsy. For example, absence seizures where the person will stare, whether it be for seconds or 5 to 7 minutes, often mistaken for daydreaming. In fact, many moons ago, and actually I was speaking to somebody only this evening, children got in a lot of trouble for this in school years ago, but even now they still do, unfortunately, because it can be mistaken for daydreaming. And the difference is between an absence seizure and daydreaming is this. If you have an absence seizure, you're gone for whatever length of time the seizure lasts, whereas if you're daydreaming, you'll usually answer, say, the teacher on the second calling. But there's one more type of seizure, even though there's loads I have to mention, just to try and round it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And this is called complex partial epilepsy. And this is where the epilepsy is happening in some a certain part of the brain. And it's exactly what the name implies. It's complex, It's difficult to diagnose and it can manifest itself in the strangest of ways. And an example of that would be, there was a man with complex partial seizures sitting at a table like this one day at a meeting, and in the middle of the meeting he just stood up and proceeded to take every picture off the wall and place it neatly on the ground, sat back down and continued the meeting, had no recollection of that episode, and that was a complex partial seizure. Now the problem with me is, Kieran, I can go on all day and all night talking about the different types of epilepsy, but I think I've got across the point that it's a very complex and often misunderstood condition. And there are over 37,000 people in Ireland with epilepsy. It's unique to the person. In there is no known cure as such, but there are different treatments, and the main treatment would be anticonvulsive medication. So what the neurologists are doing, and by the way, it's the neurologist as a specialist a person should see if they have epilepsy, and the Midlands have no neurological service at all. People are on a waiting list if you're a public patient for 2.5 years to see a specialist, or privately they can go to Dublin, Galway or Cork. Children are seen an awful lot quicker, but you see a neurologist. For example, Kieran, if you broke your leg, you'd see an orthopaedic specialist. If a woman was pregnant, she'd see an obstetrician. A person who develops epilepsy should be seen a neurologist. The good news is the seizure control rate in Ireland, this is recent research, is quite good. It's 70%, but it could be a whole lot better. And I suppose that is not great news for the people who have regular seizures and they're not controlled. But in 70% of cases, seizures are controlled. The most vulnerable group being young children under 5 and adults over 65 years of age. Now will I shut up?
I'm more nervous than you.
I'm so sorry, I could go on.
You're well used to this, Margaret Bassett.
That is something. The day you get used to it is the day you give up your job.
I've been thinking of questions, because I am rather ignorant of brainwave and epilepsy. How has the understanding of epilepsy improved then?
Currently, there are only 23 neurologists in the country. For head of population, there should be double that. So it's not so much, the question isn't so much as when did neurologists start improving their understanding. Research is ongoing all the time, and countries work very closely with one another. But the bottom line in Ireland is, for head of population, there should be the same number, double that number of neurologists in the country. I'm sorry to keep harping back on that, and that probably doesn't answer your question, but research is ongoing. There's always something new to learn in the world of epilepsy. But you know, Kieran, even the group here tonight would have an awful lot more to say about understanding and or not of epilepsy, because they're on the ground experiencing it every day of their life.
Where are you from? Tell me a bit about yourself, because we need to get a bit of background to you. How did you come to work here?
I've been involved in the world of epilepsy for the last 25 years because I have had somebody in my family with epilepsy. Okay. And then I became a volunteer for Brainwave. Money was secured from the HSC 10 years ago, and they were able to offer a post within the Midlands. And I actually went with loads of other people for that competition. I wasn't going to. And to my dismay and shock, I actually got the post. And we're 10 years in the Midlands this September. But in actual fact, Brainwave have been around since the 60s. Okay. They were found by a group of individuals who ultimately wanted to make a better quality of life and give out more information for people with epilepsy. So I would have a personal background, which I won't go into if you don't mind, Kieran, but that's how I became involved in the world of epilepsy.
When can epilepsy strike a person? What ages and when do people find out? Like,
the thing about epilepsy is it's the second most common neurological condition in the country. MS, I think, is the first. Okay. And I'm not saying this for shock value, but epilepsy can affect anybody at any time in their life. Okay. In those 37,000 people with epilepsy in Ireland, approximately. And why I say approximately is you wouldn't necessarily know to look at somebody that had epilepsy. So it is actually a hidden condition as well, apart from the fact that some people are forced to hide the condition because of prejudice and stigma as well. But in half that number of people with epilepsy, there are reasons why people develop epilepsy. It could be due to a head injury. You often hear of people being involved, for example, in serious car accidents, walking away practically, only maybe to develop epilepsy, right, 6 months to a year. You know, you hear of people surviving meningitis only to develop epilepsy, people who've had stroke, a brain injury of any kind. But in the other 50% of people with epilepsy, and this is, I'm absolutely fascinated by this because I find in my job that this is the part I find people find it harder to accept, that there is no known cause why you develop epilepsy. And remember the age we're living in.
Yeah.
We're at the click of a button, we've Google, and we get our answers. That, you know, it's very difficult for people to accept that they have epilepsy and there is no known cause. Their scans, all their x-rays, all the medical tests are all clear, and yet they still have epilepsy. And also, can I just mention, because there is somebody here tonight actually who has a very interesting story to tell about a genetic predisposition, a big word, to epilepsy. Recent research has identified certain genes,
okay,
that can be in a family as well, but research into that is ongoing as well. Does that answer your question about why people?
It does indeed. It does, yeah, it's very good. Well, I suppose, Margaret, for the time being, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for the background on it. And
yeah,
I think we're going to speak to a few people now.
Lovely.